Hey, what's up, everybody? Anton here from ecommercelifestyle.com, and welcome to another episode of the e-commerce lifestyle podcast. Coming to you today on I think it's Wednesday morning, about 8:30 in October already, which is insane. I was thinking, okay, how much time do I have before Bali, before, you know, our retreat this year, which is the end of October. And I literally just realized this morning, like, I'm going to be on a plane in less than 3 weeks around the world to hang out with 100 of our coolest members over at Dropship Lifestyle. So pretty cool. But yeah, this year is flying by, and just wow, like a good time to reflect back on what kind of goals that, you know, we set for our company, and honestly for you as well, what kind of goals you set for yourself and your company, and just see where you're at right now, and then make a plan for the next, you know, 3 months, because this is obviously our favorite type of time of year, I should say, as online retailers, because this is when the holidays come and this is when people buy just to buy and sales spike. So a good time to put plans in place for that. But yeah, that's not what this episode's about. I'll probably cover what we're doing about that in a future podcast here, in a future rant on the way to the office. But yeah, I actually also realized that, wow, it's October and I haven't recorded one of these probably in, like, I don't know, 10 days or so. And, you know, I can make excuses, but the main reason is I was out of town. I was actually down in South Carolina last week visiting family. Had my mom lives down there. She kind of semi-retired down there, and my sister was down there. So hanging out with the family, with my wife, my baby, and just having some fun while trying to battle this, like, cough and cold that I've been dealing with, which, yeah, it's been going on for like a week. And what made it even worse is last week, maybe you were part of this, but last week I had a webinar scheduled for Thursday, and I think it was Thursday, September 27th, and it was a webinar that I've never done before, and it was all about brand building. So how to kind of, you know, transition from either just a normal retail type store to an actual brand, or how to get started that way, and then different ways to monetize it. And it was a presentation that I had put a ton of time into, but I forgot that I scheduled it for Thursday, and Thursday is when I had to wake up at 3 a.m., get on a plane at 5 a.m., fly down to Charlotte, and yeah, be battling, like, you know, a cough the whole time. So I did the presentation to about 3,000 people online on about 3 hours of sleep with a cough. But the good news is, definitely went over really well. Everyone seemed to get a ton of value from it. So yeah, if you were there, definitely appreciate you being there, and hope you got a ton of value, because I know I had fun doing it, even though I might have sounded like I was about to die from choking too much. But yeah, what I wanted to talk about in today's episode is something that actually came up last night. So, you know, I've talked about this before, but a lot of what I do for my different companies is, you know, kind of just trying to get the word out there and spread our messages, which has to do a lot with branding. You know, when you build a brand the right way, we talked about this in a previous episode, but you have a mission, you know why you're doing what it is you're doing, and then part of your job as your company's leader is to spread that message. So last night at 7 p.m., I was, excuse me, there's the cough. Last night at 7 p.m., I was a guest on someone else's podcast, and the podcast is called Readily Random. It's definitely not going to be live for like 4 weeks or so. I can give you a heads up when it goes live, but it was cool. The host and I, Larry, were just kind of talking about e-commerce, business in general, you know, where we both got started. And he was saying, you know, he started back in the early 2000s with selling on eBay. And then he said back then, one of the things that he noticed is he couldn't really, you know, build something that was 100% passive, right? He couldn't just build an eBay store and have it running and, you know, not have competition do something to beat him out. Okay. And like, he said it to me, he's like, all right, Anton, so how do we deal with that, right? The fact that when we do something good, right, whether we, you know, maybe optimize our product pages, or maybe we come out with a new killer ad, or, you know, maybe we just figure something else out that the competition isn't doing, and we get ahead of the game, how can we have that just be solidified, and how can we have that just stay in place to the point where, you know, we stay making whatever we're accustomed to when it comes to sales and money? And I kind of just laughed a little bit, and I was like, Larry, like, that's not how the world works. You know, excuse me. And I was like, how great would that be if every time you became number one or even number two or even number three in your market that you didn't have to do anything and you just stayed there? Like, how great would that be? But obviously, that's not how the world works. So that's the wrong mindset to begin with, right? You have to shift that. And basically, the way that, you know, I explained to Larry how we've been doing things in our e-commerce businesses since 2007 is once we have our systems in place, once we are there, once we are making sales, once we are growing, it never ends. Okay, this isn't just e-commerce. This isn't just drop shipping. This isn't just online business. This is just life in general. You know, whatever you're doing, if you're doing good, you better believe that there's going to be people out there that are watching you, that are trying to do better than you, that are going to try to be more creative than you, that maybe are going to be willing to take on more risk than you, that are going to be, you know, just thinking and have their mind open in different ways than you. So it's never about being number one and just sitting there because you made it. That is not how the world works. So how do we deal with that, right? Well, we always have our eyes open. So a big part of my e-commerce training program at dropshiplifestyle.com is all about, excuse me, I really do apologize for the coughing, but not gone yet. But yeah, a big part of Dropship Lifestyle is doing supplier research and competition research, finding out who your future competitors are, and then being sure that you're tracking these people. Because even if you do what you have to do to get ahead of them, again, they're going to realize that they're not number one anymore. They're going to make changes. So a lot of what you're going to be doing as a business owner is monitoring your market. That means monitoring your competition. That means monitoring your suppliers. That means monitoring your ads and always looking for rooms to improve. Now, I'm going to give you some real world examples of this, and I also want to show you how this, right, how different weaknesses of other companies are your strengths, okay? Their weaknesses are your strengths. This is also why if you're listening to this right now, and maybe you're one of the people out there that doesn't have an e-commerce store and doesn't have a dropshipping store, and you're like, okay, I want to get into this, but how am I going to when there's other, you know, businesses out there that have been established for a decade? It's because they are not perfect and no one is. And that because they're not perfect means there's room for improvement. It means there's room to do things differently. And it means that if you do things right, if you see their weaknesses, if you put enough time into your research, then their weaknesses as a company right now that they might not even see, you're gonna fix those with your new e-commerce store, with your new brand, and you will be able to do better than them, okay? This is why you can take out companies that have been in business for, again, a decade, because a lot of people, just because they're making money, feel like all is well. They don't have to put the pedal to the metal in terms of optimization and in terms of improving. And if you're willing to be that person that seeks out their weaknesses and makes it so you don't have them, you will win. I'll give you a perfect example, okay? Right now, I am building a new brand. It's not just an e-commerce brand. Yes, we're going to be following, you know, my dropshipping model, but I'm also going to be private labeling, and I'm also going to be having different brand partnerships. It's going to be monetized a bunch of different ways, okay? But that business is going into an industry where there are associations of people that have been established for decades, okay? There's groups of 40,000 people that meet at annual conferences to talk about this thing that I'm now just breaking into. So why do I, as a guy that's never been involved in this new industry or brand before, think I have a chance when I'm competing with companies that are part of, you know, again, an association with 40,000 members that have been sponsoring events there, talking at events, being part of this for decades? It's because I can already spot weaknesses. I can use my knowledge and not about this industry, but about e-commerce and about online business, to spend the time doing the research, to reverse engineer the people that are winning, and then to figure out why they're winning and why they're not doing everything they could be to stay there. So my plan right now and what I'm working on for the next 9 weeks is becoming that company that's positioned to take over, to be number one in that industry. Now, this is what I'm covering. You know, I talked about on that webinar that I did, so I'm not gonna dive deep into it now, but this is my focus, right? I'm getting into an industry that's well established with brands that have been around for you know, since I was born. And my plan is to become number one, not in the next 2 weeks, not in the next 2 months, but I'm laying the groundwork now so that these companies are going to realize pretty quickly that they're not doing everything they have to do to win that market. And my company should be there, within the next couple of years. So that's kind of the message today, guys. Let your other, you know, business competition, let their weaknesses become your strengths. Don't feel like you're wasting time when you're just on Google, when you're on their websites, when you're just doing research, because with that research, you can make decisions that position you for success, okay? So I'm at the office now. I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna continue my research process. Hope you do the same. Hope you have a great day wherever you are in the world, and I will speak to you all soon. Oh, and by the way, if you are enjoying this podcast, if you're getting value, and if you're listening on iTunes, please do jump into the iTunes store and leave me a quick review. I would love to see it, and it will also help this podcast get spread to more people that are growing their e-commerce businesses along with us. So appreciate it, appreciate you, and I'll talk to you soon.